And this is indeed EAA Radio. I'll bet they get sick of hearing that.
Probably. They might get sick of hearing us, too.
Well, we're joined by Mr. Bill Waterman. That's it.
Hello.
Clarity Aloft.
Glad to see you again.
Good to see you. I need to come over to your booth. I just finally found it on the map last night.
Ah, excellent. Yeah, it's over in Building C by WX Weather, if you're looking for it.
So as we all know, you guys make a fantastic headset.
We do, and we're pretty proud of it. And the most fun, I think, is when we have so many people stop by our booth and someone's trying on the headset and they just tap them on the shoulder and say, just buy it. You're going to love it.
And that's actually happened?
Oh, that happens probably 40 times a day now.
Wow. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I think most of our new customers are referrals from existing customers because they can't believe it performs as well weighing as little as it does.
Well, that's it. When you look at it, it doesn't look like a whole lot. So they're like, well, I don't know about this.
Yeah. And looking at it, he's got one here with us. It looks like a conflagration of wires, and it's hard to pick out the actual headset itself.
It's also hard to figure out how you're supposed to put it on because there's so little to it.
Well, we have some funny experiences in the demos. I remember last year we had a guy trying the headset on. He says, well, it seems really nice in this relatively quiet hangar, but I wonder how it would work in my really noisy Cessna 150. And the guy standing next to him was Rick Volker, the aerobatic pilot that flies Spitfires and Sukhois. And he said, well, I can't speak to your really noisy 150, but in my Sukhoi Unlimited Racer, it really performs well.
There you go. Well, you can't hope for those. You can't hope for better testimonials.
No, that's really true. And we're getting more and more acceptance in the aerobatic community. That's been a major thrust this year.
Well, I guess the other issue for them is the weight of the headset and the fact they don't have to worry about it flying off.
Exactly. The weight, and particularly when you're pulling 8 Gs, you'd rather have something that weighs a pound instead of 10 pounds in your head.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Well, that doesn't weigh a pound anyway. It's
no,
a
it's
lot
about
less.
1.5 ounces, but I mean at 8 Gs, it weighs about a pound.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
We can deal with 1 pound. 80 pounds is something completely different.
Exactly.
Well, if you've ever watched the videos of aerobatic pilots, most notable, the one that comes to my mind is Patty Wagstaff.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see, back in the olden days when she had long hair, you knew when she was doing negative maneuvers because her hair was flying all over the cockpit.
Exactly, yes.
And that's not such an issue with me.
Yeah.
The one hair I have left doesn't fly around much.
Well, and another thing I was surprised, actually talking to Rick Volker yesterday, he stopped by the booth, and he was saying a major factor is heat in the cockpit when you're doing aerobatics, because if you have something big and clunky on your head and you're sweating, it surprised me, but he said it actually affects the amount of G-forces you can stand based on your body temperature.
Yeah.
And so he said really likes the coolness of it.
Yeah, it takes a lot. It's a strange phenomenon, but your ears do sweat.
Mm-hmm. They absolutely do.
And you have them cupped in those little ear cups for a while, yeah.
Well, not only that, but don't forget the strap that goes across the top of your head, too. You're going to sweat there. And a lot of the body heat that we lose comes right out of the old dome. So,
That's my problem. I just had to increase my cooling efficiency.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
Get rid of the hair.
Yes.
So what's new? What's coming down the pipe?
Actually, we're working on a fairly major innovation we'll be introducing next year at Oshkosh. And I won't go into too many of the details, but it's going to be absolutely revolutionary. And I'll also say that we'll have a very, very good trade-in program for any existing customers. So don't wait to buy the new one. Our existing one's going to provide really good service.
Good. I want to know if you got the I'm a broke student pilot discount program in place.
or the EAA radio announcer discount.
There you go. It's double.
It's double, exactly.
Exactly. Well, so much for my parking validation.
No, and no matter what they don't have a microphone that'll make you sound any better.
No, nothing has. The only thing that's ever made me sound better has been duct tape. So.
Uh-huh. Actually, our microphone probably would make you sound better. That's a compliment we often get because it's actually a professional audio mic, not a normal aviation mic.
Not a cheap condenser.
Exactly.
But will it turn up his intelligence level?
Yeah, that's tough to do.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you stopped by this morning.
Well, and good to be here. Actually, I'm going to be giving a lecture in the aerobatic tent on, it's Friday at 1 o'clock, talking about aerobatics and in-the-air headsets and so forth, and I'll be going over a lot of the stuff in more detail.
Like you said, you're gaining wide acceptance. You're sort of revolutionizing the headset field there.
I think we are. It's gaining more and more acceptance, and people just are finally beginning to believe it really can perform as well as everyone says it does.
Now, have you made any design improvements along the way, changed the foam earpieces?
Yeah, we're continually working on the foam. Like the foam we have this year is probably 2 or 3 dB quieter than it was last year because That is truly the key to it. You know, there are other in-the-ear headsets, but none of them use this particular foam because we're the only ones.
See, that's what I need. I need new foamy things, so I'll be over there to get some.
Okay, we'll equip you with a package of those free of charge. No
problem. Oh, well, gee, I didn't ask for free. I've got money.
Hey, we take care of our customers.
All right, well, I'll be over.
Okay.
We do appreciate that.
Yes, and I do appreciate that. Thank you.
We used them out on the balcony here, as I recall, last year.
Yes, we did.
Yes,
uh-huh.
We did.
And it was pretty cool.
Very cool when you wear them because you don't have the big, heavy ear cups.
Yeah, it doesn't weigh on your head like these things that we're wearing now, and it was very cool being out there on the porch with these things because it would muffle the noise, and we sounded almost intelligent.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah, that's probably stretching it. But
yeah, thank you. That is probably very, very stretching.
Bill,
it.
What's your website for anybody who wants to go and check it out online?
Oh, sure, it's aclarityloft.com.
Okay, there you go. And of course,
he's going to write that down.
Mm-hmm. I'll be here too. But yeah, clarity, because we have the clearest sound of any headset. And that's another key factor, too, back to aerobatics. An active noise canceling, which is really our competition, it isn't really the other in-the-ear headsets, active noise canceling headsets in severe aerobatic maneuvers really lose it, because not only the very, very high noise level interferes with it, but when your head is banging around inside the cockpit, you're breaking the seal on the cup, and anytime you break that seal, you totally lose the
right.
benefit of ANR. So with us, that doesn't happen. It
stays something I hadn't thought about.
Yeah. Well, you know, anybody who does aerobatics, you know that it is by far not a gentle ride at all. You are literally being thrown around the cockpit of the airplane, and the wilder the maneuver appears on the ground, the more of a wild ride you've got in the air. And I know I've talked to many aerobatic pilots, and a lot of them have said that they're bruised by the time they get done the routine. It's that violent at times.
Well, and so is the cockpit of the airplane. If you look at aerobatic airplanes' canopies, they're all scratched and beaten up. That's from the headset setting them as the pilot bounces around.
Yeah, no matter how tight you get those belts, as soon as you go inverted or start pulling negative Gs or start doing snaps, you're coming off the seat of the airplane and you will make contact.
Yep. Now, there's an airplane that could use them. The bunch of T-28s just took off.
There's a dozen of them out here.
Talk about noisy.
Yes, those truly are, and that's where our headset really excels, in very high noise.
High impulse noise, short exhaust pipe noise.
Exactly, yep.
You like short stacks when you're on the ground, but not when you're in the air.
Yeah. You could probably sell a lot of these to Harley riders.
Oh, yes. In fact, that may be another thrust of ours going into some other markets besides just aviation.
Seriously, have you ever heard a straight-piped Harley? Everybody has for like 3 miles.
Exactly. And I used to own one, a smaller one than the new ones, but they are noisy. They really are. And so that's probably going to be another thrust of ours over the next coming year or two.
Now, how long have you guys been building headsets now?
Actually, we introduced them at Oshkosh in 2004, so just exactly 5 years.
5 years. That's incredible.
Yeah.
And you're starting to really come on market-wise.
Oh, we really are, yeah. We're getting a very significant portion. I think it's safe to say we probably have the largest share of the in-the-ear market, and we're making good inroads in everywhere.
An aviation success story.
Well, thank you.
All right. Well, we got a couple more minutes.
Well, I was going to say, you know, the commercial pilots would love these things because, first off, you know, they're always hopping from airplane to airplane, from destination to destination. And this thing, you know, not only is it lightweight, it's physically very small.
Very true. And we also have a TSO-certified version for commercial airline pilots whose airlines require it. And so that was one of our later innovations. And so if you need TSO certification, we're the only in-the-ear headset, obviously, that has it. So,
and it doesn't muster perfect hair.
Yes. Exactly. They still look sharp.
And we all know that there are a number of lady pilots out there flying commercial, and you know, their appearance is very important to them.
Exactly. And this doesn't mess up their hair at all.
Exactly.
And it comes in many designer colors.
Well, that may be another feature we should have.
There you go. Too. Well, thank you for joining us, Bill.
Well, thank you very much. I thoroughly enjoyed it as always.
Yep. All right. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie, I think.
Yes, and this is Hot Start.